Questions? There's the challenge. There's a question back there. See it in the corner. And if you please can identify yourself, that would be terrific. Thank you.
Hi, John Abramson from Wells Fargo Insurance Services. Bob, I care about science too. And it's clear that the pharmaceutical industry now does almost all of the research and controls almost all of the information that's available to you and clinicians and the rest of the us folks who purchase drugs, and that they misrepresent their science a significant amount of the time, whether it's Tamiflu or Neurontin or Vioxx or Avandia, the list is very long. So it's very clear that the pharmaceutical industry is now controlling what we think we know, what the best physicians and the best journals think they know about their research, when that's not true. And it's going to be impossible for us to control costs and to provide full benefit of medical science unless we have access to that information through making transparent their results. The easiest way to do it would be to make their clinical study reports public. I just wonder what steps Express Scripts is taking to help make the science that the pharmaceutical industry is funding accessible in a way that can be used most effectively and efficiently for employees.
Yeah, let me take a shot at that, and then Dr. Miller can clean up anything that I say that's not accurate or incomplete. A lot of the issues have to do, not all of them, not all the ones that you're bringing up, a lot of them do have to do with interpretation of the data. And we've got a very large research team. We take that very seriously. You're going to hear from Brian Size tomorrow some of the work that we've been doing with therapy adherence. We subject all of those interventions to gold standard randomized control trials where there's a true control group. So we're familiar with some of the approaches that can be taken to sort of twist things. And you can look to us as a trusted advisor to look very clearly at the evidence and tell you what we think. I think we've done that with pharmacogenomics, for example. There's been a lot of excitement about it, but when you look at the data, you have to look at it on a case-by-case basis. In some of these, for some of the tests, they make a lot of sense. They change downstream clinical decision-making, and they improve outcomes, and sometimes they're even cost-effective. In others, the data is scant or even negative. So you will get from us an evidence-based point of view around these studies. I don't know, Dr. Miller, if you want to add anything else.
Yeah, just a couple quick points. As you know, Dr. Abramson's actually one of the nation's experts in this field, has written a book on it, and so truly is really probably a greater authority than we are. But some of the things we offer is we have been doing clinical effectiveness research now for decades. In fact, the whole basis of our pharmacy and therapeutics committee is really taking the world's literature, looking at it, adding on top of it our data. And so working with people like yourselves or others, the advantage we have is we have the data on 60 million people, especially when we work with our health plans where we can match up the pharmacy use with the clinical outcomes. It allows us to do things independent of the pharmaceutical manufacturers. And so a good example is many of you who have been with us for a while know we took Vioxx off our formulary before it was withdrawn from the marketplace. And so by the time it was withdrawn, we had almost no members on Vioxx because we were actually able to see these patterns and report them independently of the pharmaceutical manufacturers. And so that's our goal for now and in the future. And we believe having other great plans available to work with us and having our research service with the amount of data we have will continue to be able to bring you what we believe is recommendations from a trusted advisor.
Thanks, Dave. Any other questions or comments? Dr. Nice? The notion of a campaign, of a three-year campaign to go after a certain metric, appealing, raise your hand. Right. Won't work in your culture, raise your hand. Haven't thought about it, raise your hand. So total, a bunch of 18 hands went up, all three questions. So raise your hand if you have another feeling about it. I'm curious. Please. I will get you a microphone, unless you brought your own.
Good morning. Ron Burns, state of Ohio, home of the Rock. Great state of Ohio, excuse me. Yeah, I got my own idea. You say 3-year program, I'll bet most of the employers want it within a year to make it move that quick. So that would be, that's my feeling. Why wait? If we can move it quicker, we'll move it.
Yeah, I think.
Thank you.
And I think the message is get started to begin the first year like today. But I think it's about incrementalism and chipping away and getting somewhere at longer range. So I completely agree. Any other thoughts, questions? Still thinking about those sparklers. Kind of distracted you for the afternoon. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.